Good afternoon.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
We've been better.
Lost another defensive standout on IR. How was the?
Oh, that's a good stuff.
Any good news coming out of Charlotte?
Not really. We lost John Beeson today. It was, we confirmed it this morning with him. John's going to have his knee scoped and his torn labrum repaired, so we'll put him on IR. So we'll miss him for the remainder of the year.
What do you see in the defense this year on the Chicago side?
Well, as you watch these guys, you watch them. You watch a team that's very opportunistic. They go out and they attack the ball, and they get the football. Almost reminiscent of 2006. In fact, I think this group to be better. I really do. I mean, the things that they do and the way they play is outstanding. I think that it all starts with the two linebackers and Charles Tillman. Got three guys that have been there a long time that understand how to play that way. In fact, the three Israel Adonis in that mix as well, because those four guys grew up together in that system and they've been doing it a long time. And you watch the rest of the guys kind of pick up off of their lead, and it's an exciting bunch to watch. It really is. I enjoy watching tape as we break it down against these guys, and we have some common opponents. It's kind of neat to see those guys flying around.
Hey, Ron, you've got heavy investment in your two running backs. Are you making more of a concerted effort to try to get them more involved and maybe take a little bit of pressure off of Newton?
Well, that's kind of what we've been doing. I think there's a little bit of a misnomer as to the way we do things. And, some of it is off of that right read action. And for the most part, though, when you break it down, look at the way we've done the right read. We've handed the ball off an awful lot to those two guys. So I just think, what we do, people don't get as well. Again, last year, a lot of these things we did last year, we had success with. And this year, things have changed. People have changed and adapted to what we do. And, we're trying to adapt as well so that we try to stay a step ahead. And we added a couple things that, we've struggled with, obviously. And there are some things that we most certainly do want to do and get back to.
Yeah, hold on.
With a large number of really close losses, what have you been able to see that perhaps needs to be worked on, and especially in those fourth quarter comebacks or come from behinds?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you go back and look at what we've done defensively, we've improved in most of the categories with the exception of third down. We've been below average as far as third down has concerned. And that's probably, if there is one issue that we have that we've got to get shored up, it has been our third down play as far as the defense is concerned. We've gotten after teams. We've been able to create some takeaways. We've done some good things as far as scoring on defense. Not quite like the Bears, but we've had a couple returns for touchdowns this year. So we've done some nice things. We just got to be more consistent as far as the defense is concerned. Offense, we've got to be able to control the ball in the fourth quarter. We're going on a 4-minute drive, and if we get another first down here or there, we got a chance to win a couple games. Most notably against Seattle and against Atlanta. So. It's about us making plays more so than anything else. And as we look at it and break it down, that's exactly what you see. I mean, people can talk about what we're calling the play calling, but it comes back to sometimes it is about execution.
Hey, Ron, it's Dan Pompey.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Could you tell us a little about Cam's year? What has been different for him, and why has he struggled a little bit compared with his rookie season?
Well, I think there's several reasons. I mean, we've done a couple things a little different, trying to stay ahead of the defensive curve. Obviously, people get a chance to look and see what you do. I think also you look at some of the things that other teams are doing against us. I mean, they're playing some coverages a little differently. They're playing their fronts a little bit differently. So it's just a combination of things. And I don't want to just sit there and put it on one person and say, oh, it's all about him. Because it does come back to the rest of the team also stepping up around him. Guys that have to make plays, got to make plays, got to protect the quarterback, you got to block. This is a team game. And again, when certain elements aren't doing their job, certain elements aren't having as much success, it really does reflect very quickly on the quarterback.
Hey, Coach, it's Brad. I think Steve Smith wishes he could play the Bears every week.
I think so. I mean, I know last year Steve played well, but I do know that what we do is not going to be a surprise to this team either. And I will say this: the one thing I do love about the way Chicago does things is exactly where they're going to be. They're not afraid to show you whether they're in cover one, cover two, or cover three. They're going to line up and challenge you. And know, that's, I think that's the kind of game that that Steve Smith loves. He loves the challenge. He loves playing against the best. And right now, I think the Bears most certainly are one of the best.
Why has he done so well? I mean, you've been on both sides of it now.
Yeah, I think just because of his competitive nature. And he really does. I mean, to him, there are certain teams that he loves to challenge, and this is one of them, because this team, this Bears team, is like I said, obviously one of the better defenses in the league. And he really, there's something about going up against the best.
What parallels, if any, do you see between this defense and a couple of the Bears defenses that you played on?
Well, as far as the one that I played on, the 85 team, the way these guys get after people. I think they're front four, and they can rush as well as anybody in the league, and they can get after the quarterback with just the four guys. Then you watch the way the linebackers attack. I mean, these guys are downhill football players. They're physical. They're playmakers. And then I think their DBs are opportunistic. You look at, what Charles Tillman does and the way he's redefining, stripping, and knocking the football out, I think is really a true testament to that defensive philosophy that's been there for quite some time. And then compared to the 2006 one that we went to the Super Bowl with, I think for the most part, because of Lance and Brian and Israel and Charles, I think this group can be better. I really do, because really the front four is probably better, and it really begins with those guys up front, and that's been outstanding to watch these guys.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys, we'll see you all on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.